When the dam is finished, the water spreads back and there is a beautiful woodland lake. Many of the trees which were in the valley will now be standing in the water. This causes them to rot, so that they gradually decay and fall into the lake. It was in this way that the beaver did most of his land clearing for the white man. He caused a small valley to become flooded by his dam. This rotted the timber, causing it to die, and thus the land was cleared. Then the spring freshets brought down rich mud and plastered it all over the bottom of the lake. When the white man came, he trapped and killed the beaver and broke down his dam, causing the water to flow out. Behold, there was his farm all cleared free of timber and enriched by the mud which had been collecting for many years. When the beaver has finished his dam and it is filled with water, there is usually an island in the woodland lake which he has formed. It is upon such an island that he builds his house. It is cone-shaped and made with a skeleton of sticks or rafters, but the chief building materials used by the beaver are sod and mud. These are plastered very skillfully on the framework. When the house is finished, the little builder lays in his supply of winter food. He goes upstream and cuts many small trees.